angels, welcome back to my channel. For those of you that are new here, hi, my name is Aisha. Very nice to meet you. Welcome to the A-Team. I call all of you guys my angels because I just genuinely feel like you guys have saved my life and you guys have been there for me and you guys are there for me on a consistent basis all the time. Before we jump into this topic, okay, I just want to give a shout out to this amazing company, okay, Kalae Hair, guys. I have literally been wearing their hair for over a month now, and I've had 3 different hairstyles, including one that looks just like this, and this actually was done today, fresh, hair by Marc Anthony, of course, and the hair has still kept its integrity and everything, and as you angels know, if you know me, you know that I love a good ponytail, okay? This is such an easy style to maintain, and Marc is incredible, my hairstylist. He really made it look very, very flawless, and the hairline looks slamming, okay? Banging. So be sure to check my description box so that you guys can purchase this hair and slay this look just like me. To be specific, this is actually a full wig, actually now. It's a full lace front wig, and the bundles were added to the ponytail of the hair. And I actually do like this style even better than I did the first time that I did a ponytail, because the first time it was a frontal ponytail and my hair was out. This time, none of my hair is out. And it's the same exact look, but all of my hair is protected and covered, which I absolutely love. So that is the view. We got the little, you know, neck hair situation happening, okay? And ugh, guys, I'm pretty much gonna be wearing ponytails all summer 2019. Before we move any further, you guys know the drill by now. For all my newcomers, follow me on Instagram, and that will be right here, of course. And also do not forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not already, and turn on your post notifications so that you're notified every single time that I post. Okay, now let's jump right into this video. Ladies, angels, as you can see from the title, yes, I have my notebook here where I write all my video treatments. This video is going to talk about the harsh truths. Are you wasting your time? Pay very close attention to the things that I'm discussing. I know my last video, I said that that might hurt some feelings. This very well might hurt some feelings too. But nonetheless, I just wanna help you ladies. That's all. A lot of the times I get questions. Am I wasting my time? What should I do? All of these things. And I understand that no matter how much we're in a situation, it's always better sometimes to hear an outsider say what we already know, right? Or what we already feel. So a lot of the times we are in instances, or we have been in instances, where a guy will come back into our lives after ghosting us, or after we left them and they come back, and we tell ourselves, he probably wants me back because he came back around, all of these things. No, sweetie, he's just bored, right? If the door's open, they're gonna walk through. It's not science. What did he do? Text you? Babe, it's a text. Texts are minimal effort. I've said this in another video. Stop giving guys credit and praising them for simple things that they do, for showing simple acts of respect and kindness. I'm not going to reward you and congratulate you on something that you should already be doing, right? And quite frankly, if you messed up the first time, what reason are you coming back around? Because you already ruined the first chance. All he's trying to do is add you back into the rotation. He came back to stop by to check in to see if your brain is still where it needs to be, right? And your job is to make sure that you show him that it is. Yeah, I actually am thinking with my common sense. Yes, I am actually thinking with logic now. You're not, you know, doing your rounds, checking in to see if I'm gonna jump right on the train again. Another harsh truth, ladies. The I'm busy excuse. Let me tell you something, okay? Men make time for what they want to make time for. he's not busy, he's disinterested. He's putting you on a shelf so he can pick you back up again at his convenience. But why does he do that, Aisha? That doesn't make sense. Why bother if he doesn't want me? Well, it's because they don't want to make you lose hope by showing that they are completely disinterested, right? They're not going to tell you, listen, busy with the other chick right now, busy chasing some other girls, don't want to talk to you. They're going to keep that little glimpse of hope alive. I'm busy, because then it's going to tell you in your head, well, he said he's really busy, so I guess when he has time, he will, you know, hit me up, whatever the case is. No, it doesn't work like that with men. If they wanted to, they would. Period. Another harsh truth. He's fake jealous. Oh, this is hitting home for someone, isn't it? You think that because he acts a little possessive over you to your friends or asks you why you were talking to that guy, that shows that, wow, he really must care about me because, I mean, if he didn't, then why would he even bring it up? Why is he acting a little possessive if he didn't care at all? I was reading something from one of my favorite authors who wrote the book Ho Tactics, G.L. Lambert. And he said, and I quote this, you don't have to mean anything to a guy for him to want to control you. Rewind that and listen again. Control does not mean love. Possessiveness does not mean love, or let alone like. Listen, guys will flatter you with attention, coo you to death, act territorial over you, around his friends here and there. And all this does is stroke your ego and make you think, wow, he really does like me. I mean, he was totally hugging me in front of his friend and he was having me sit closer to him, was kissing me and showing me affection. And why would he do that in front of his friend if he didn't really like me? Meanwhile, let you do that. Let you start acting possessive, a little jealous, and you're going to be the annoying girl that he doesn't want to be around anymore. Now, how does that work, right? Guys don't want to be claimed initially, especially if they really don't want to be in a relationship with you. And they get to act possessive over you. That's not your man. You're not his girlfriend. But if you did the same thing, showing that possessiveness of why did you like this girl's photo, or insinuate that that's your man per se, in his head, he's going to be like, what? No, I'm not. Where? Remember, a guy pretending to be jealous doesn't mean anything. Men like to divide and conquer. I mean, literally. Next, we have my most biggest pet peeve with some guys. The let's see where it goes, I have no expectations guy, right? Here's the harsh truth about that. Guys will run along with the narrative of, you know, I don't really have any expectations because I don't want to be disappointed. Yawn. Because I'm laughing at you because you're lying and you think I'm falling for this, but keep going. Right? Whatever helps you sleep at night. This is just a ploy to keep you wishing on a hope. They don't want to shut down the door because they know, guys know if they were to say sometimes, listen, I don't want anything serious. I just want to be friends, but still get the benefits. More than likely, a woman hearing that is going to say, not really interested. That's why a lot of the times us as women, we think, why couldn't he just tell me the truth? I mean, I literally don't understand. Different girls for different people. Yeah, there are girls that would accept those terms and there are girls that wouldn't. A lot of the times guys know that majority of women are not going to accept those terms. It's just not what we want. No girl wants to just be used all day for her body and be a girlfriend to someone knowingly that she isn't committed to. So what do they have to do instead? You know, let's just see where it goes. Because that's going to tell you in your brain, okay, there's still a chance, there's hope, he wants to see where it goes. Let me be on my best behavior. So I make sure that I see to it that this is gonna go my way. No, babe, it does not work like that. Don't wait around for men like this and be a placeholder and a pick me. Those are the only two options that you can be. Bob the Bill chick, whatever you want to call it. Every chick but the girlfriend chick is the category that you will fall into if you chill and hang out with the guy that wants to see where it's going. Don't wait around trying to settle for a man that you are crying over, stressing over. You've literally been with this person off and on, up and down for God knows how long. I don't care if it's a month, it's too much. And you're doing all of this because you don't want to look for something better. Meanwhile, he is always on the prowl too. Listen to me, babe. What that man won't do, another one will. Guys, don't forget this concept. It's so natural to them. It's not even an actual thought. You have to remind yourself, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, somebody else will. Somebody else is going to treat me the exact way that I deserve to be treated. I don't really need to settle for this. Quality queen mentality. Be careful. Avoid, honestly. Leave the let's see where it goes type of guys. Because all they're looking to do is one or two things. Replace you or train you. They're going to replace you with the actual girl that they want to be with by the time they actually want to do something with someone and actually put in effort. Or they're going to train you to stay in your lane and do whatever they say, pick you up, put you down at their own convenience, have you crying and crawling on your knees to be with them. Who wants that? Come on, sweetie. And honestly, in the end, even if you got the relationship, look at what you had to sacrifice. Your youth, your time, your body, your common sense, and your dignity to beg for a man and be the last woman standing. I don't know how much more pathetic it gets than that. I really just don't get it. I don't. I've got nothing. Respect yourself, because he's not. Harsh truth number 4. You're gathering evidence to leave when you're not even with him. Listen, I've been guilty of this myself, where I'm trying to search for reasons to leave this person and I'm not even with him. And I'm just like, hold on, rewind. Aisha, what are you doing? Sweetie, what are you doing? Just leave. That's not your boyfriend. You know what I mean? It's not. Ladies, we must do better. Let's be honest. This guy doesn't owe you an explanation, technically, for why he's messing with Pick Me Patty, One More Chance Wanda, chasing him around endlessly, Charlene. Like, those are examples of girls that will lose. They will always lose. I'm sorry. Don't be any of those. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest. It's not even about sometimes looking for the reasons to leave. It's more about searching for reasons to stay. How does Lady Gaga's song go? You're giving me a million reasons, but she just needs one good one to stay. No. You give me a million reasons. You give me one reason to leave, and I'm leaving you. I mean, that's really just it. You're not my husband. You're not my boyfriend. I'm leaving. I don't have the tolerance. I just don't. I don't. Guys do the most effortless things, and we give them extraordinary credit for it. Oh my God, he texted me. Oh my gosh. He hasn't spoken to me in a week and a half, but he told me he was busy and he finally texted me again. Oh, he's so amazing. He's so, what? Let's let our mouths match our actions. Because really, guys understand that we have a cognitive dissonance for some reason between what we say and what we do as women. We have the power to leave. No one is forcing you to stay. I think the most harsh truth to accept in a situation like that is we don't want to be proven right
that, holy crap, I wasted my time with this person. They really don't care. I think that's really where it stems from. We don't want to prove ourselves right. And we are thinking to ourselves, okay, I haven't spoken to him in a while and he hasn't even reached out to me, but maybe if I keep that line of communication open between us, I can kind of tell myself that, okay, he's still responding, so he does care. Men don't think like that, girls. Stop. You know, guys know that we, as women, tend to hide our feelings. Sometimes, because who wants to really be vulnerable? And they know that while they're playing games with you, that you're still choosing to stick around. But on a consistent basis, a lot of us are letting men hijack our common sense. And I'm gonna tell you why you feel like that in one simple word: sex. Because if you didn't do that, you wouldn't really have that strong of an emotional connection to him because you didn't invest anything. The only time you're going to feel extremely shortchanged and really angry is when you give that up. Because in a way, you are relinquishing your power. You're giving something special to you to someone else. And to find out that this person didn't deserve that, and to find out that you potentially wasted your time, it's not an easy pill to swallow. So what do you start doing? Fixing it, making it work, because, oh no, that did not just happen to me. I am not that girl. It's okay if you were that girl. Just don't be her moving forward. Don't make it work when it's not going to work, when it hasn't worked. Case closed. At the end of the day, babe, you were not helpless. Let go, move on. And yes, it's easier said than done. And a lot of girls ask me, well, how do you even do it? There really is no other way to do it other than to do it. And I think also, I know this is going to sound really strange, but even if you were to take on another persona, right, just to get you through those motions, you will eventually start believing it. Think about it. If you were to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to be, create an alter ego name for yourself. I'm going to be Ashley, right? Ashley doesn't care about anything. Ashley wouldn't take that from a man. Become Ashley. Turn her on. Become Ashley. And create that sort of separation so that you don't keep on falling prey to these types of circumstances. And eventually, and you shouldn't, and eventually you really won't. You will actually start identifying with Ashley and you won't continue to make those mistakes. You should not be repeating your mistakes over and over again anyways. That means that you're not learning. I think the biggest mistake that we make is that we entertain men after we've already figured out their game. Guilty. But really the reality is that men will always go through an open door. Yeah. And the last harsh truth that I'm going to discuss to differentiate whether or not you're wasting your time is the let's take things slow guy. Sweetie, having sex with a man who says he wants to take things slow is actually going nowhere fast. You are beelining nowhere fast. Please understand that concept. How is it that a guy wants to take things slow, but yet he's reaping the benefits of a girlfriend when you're not his girlfriend? What's going on here? Let me know. Let me help you. I don't know how many times or languages I can say this, but it doesn't mean anything. I gotta drill this in you guys' heads. I have to drive this point home. Sex does not mean the same to men as it means to women. It will never mean the same thing. Play the game or get played. You know, you can't be convenient and then play victim on top of that. Oh, I don't understand why this keeps happening to me. Men are this way, men are that way. Take responsibility. The only way to learn and to grow, right, is to go through something. So yeah, all men can be this, all men can be that, but what are you doing to change the narrative, to shift the narrative for yourself? That's the real question. right? Because they're doing their job. They're just being guys, really, if you think about it. And a lot of the times, guys are not even wronging us. It's just our naivety. That's really what it is. And it took me all this time to finally realize that this one guy that I was talking to before, he said to me that it was my naivety that prohibited any form of a progression of a relationship between us. And I remembered that verbatim. Because at the time, I was just so resentful of him because I really felt betrayed by what he did. And now that I realize more and so much has changed up until this very point, he was right. In the end, it was my naivety, right? That prohibited any form of a progression. And he worded it so well because really, progression to what? Right? Where were we actually heading? He wasn't trying to head anywhere real. He was just saying escalating to get, I guess, certain benefits, whatever that may be in his eyes. What he basically was trying to tell me without saying it is that you don't really understand the game here. You don't really understand what it is that I'm doing. And that is preventing us from kind of moving the way that I want it to move. That's really kind of what he was saying. I'd say out of all of the people that I dated, I don't know if it's because I'm older now, but he taught me the most. I completely and thoroughly understood everything all of a sudden, right? And not even just with him. I mean, in general, with guys and how they think. So in retrospect, I can't even actually hate this person because he doesn't realize that he taught me so much, without even actually trying, you know? The point is, don't play victim, because it's so easy to look at guys and say, oh my gosh, they're wronging us, they're doing all of these things. I'm not saying that sometimes they are not, but majority of the time, they're just doing what they normally do. It is our job to recognize the game, to not fool ourselves and talk ourselves out of common sense, to look at actions and to think logically. It is very difficult because it's innate to us to think emotionally, but you have to do it or you will recycle the same behaviors and patterns all the time. You know, let's stop justifying and searching for reasons why we think that a guy really wants us. When in reality, we all know when a guy really actually wants us. It's an inexplicable feeling almost. It doesn't feel like a cat and mouse game where, does he like me? I mean, I can't tell. Did he mean it when he said this? And this person is talking about how you guys have an amazing time together and you are so fun and you're fabulous and you guys have all this great chemistry. Well, that's good for you because that doesn't mean anything to me and it shouldn't mean anything to you either because chemistry can honestly be with, I don't want to say anyone, but it can be with multiple people. You can have chemistry with a lot of people and it doesn't even have to be romantic chemistry. It could be just as friends. You guys have chemistry as friends, right? There's going to be many people in your life that you meet, that you connect with, and that you have chemistry with. But what does that actually mean? The wordplay. You have to be really intelligent to catch on to the wordplay that guys use. It's a lot of nothing, a lot of the time. I find that if we are searching for whether or not something is there, you already lost me. I don't want to have to question anything. You should not have to question anything. Is there something there? Yeah. You know what's there? Your common sense in his hands, because it's not in your brain. That's what's there. Keep your dignity, understand what's happening, and progress from that. And actually progress from that. No more justifying why these guys are doing what they're doing. No more. It ends. Listen, babe. Summer is around the corner. Do not fall in love with that man. I saw this on Instagram. It was great. It said, do not fall in love with that man. He doesn't love you. In fact, he barely even likes you. And I know that's such a hard concept to grasp, but what do I always say? Men compartmentalize. They can like you a little bit, love the next chick, like the other chick's body, and be with all three of you for all different reasons, and not even think twice when he's with either of you about the other girl. It's just how they're wired. And you're probably asking yourself, if you're someone that's in a situationship, I don't understand why he's even with the other girl. What does he see in her? Convenience, comfort. He can predict all of her moves. This is not a strong girl. I mean, strong girls, quality queens, don't do things like that, what she's doing. Don't become her. That's the best thing you can do, is to not become her. Don't try to outwin her in the race, because she will always be there. And I hate to say it, she's pathetic. Pick-me's are pathetic. And it's okay. We've all probably been pathetic at some point in our lives. Just don't keep doing it. Right? When you truly understand your power and your value, this is used and probably abused and sounds so cliche, but it really is an inexplicable feeling. You will leave whoever treats you subpar, because you know that you don't need to put up with that. Because what one won't, one will. Always. So if this guy doesn't think you're special and he's treating you like you're basic, who cares what he thinks? I mean, honestly, he has bad judgment anyway. Clearly has bad taste. He's not with you. Duh. Start over. Don't repeat your mistakes. Don't play victim. The only closure that you need to know is that he's not the one. It's really that simple. I mean, you will move through people so much faster when you start filtering these things out. I mean, it's innate to me now, where I filter things out and I'm like, okay, I know what that is. You know, I know how to approach a situation. Deal with it accordingly. And all in all, who even wants someone that doesn't even want you? Who wants a guy that they have to always feel like they're working to get their attention? Working to get clarity and some sort of answer to figure out how this guy feels. I don't care how you feel, because I already know that the second I find myself questioning your feelings, I'm in the wrong place. It is as basic as that. Clear cut. So don't sell yourself short anymore. Understand that these harsh truths are harsh for a reason, but they are here to help you. We are not about victimization here on this channel at all. And it's okay if you make mistakes. What's not okay is repeating your mistakes, okay? So my beautiful angels, thank you so much for watching this video. I know that it is a bit lengthy. I mean, I haven't uploaded a lengthy video in a while. And also, again, do not forget to check my description box so that you guys can see the details about this hair. And with that being said, I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys next time.